Ladies and gentlemen, that completes our public hearings for the evening. So referring back to our first public hearing, which was subdivision 2021-27, Lands of Borders.
I'll read it. Mr. Chairman, Mr. Hopkins has asked me to prepare a motion to approve this one. So if you indulge him and I'll read it, if that's okay.
That'd be fine.
So it's Mr. Chairman, I move that we grant preliminary approval of subdivision 2021-27 for Lands of Borders based upon the record and for the following reasons. One, the proposed subdivision generally meets the purpose of the subdivision ordinance in that it protects the orderly growth of the county. Two, the land is zone MR, which permits single-family residential development. The proposed subdivision dividing 9.28 acres into two lots is significantly less than the allowable density under the MR zoning of the property. Three, the proposed subdivision will be consistent with the area and will not adversely affect nearby uses or property values. Four, the subdivision complies with the requirements of Section 99-9C of the Subdivision Code. Five, the proposed subdivision will not adversely affect or impact schools, public buildings, and community facilities. Six, the proposed subdivision will not adversely affect traffic on area roadways. Seven, a waiver from the county's roadway and perimeter buffer requirements is appropriate since these lots are within an existing small subdivision. And eight, this preliminary approval is subject to the following conditions. A, there shall be no more than two lots permitted. Any further subdivision shall require the approval of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission. B, this preliminary approval is contingent upon the applicant submitting a revised preliminary site plan, either depicting or noting the conditions of approval on it. Staff shall approve the revised plan upon confirmation that the conditions of approval have been depicted on it. And C, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission.
Mr. Chairman, that's my motion.
I'll second it.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded to approve subdivision 2021-27, Lands of Borders, with the conditions stated in the motion. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item was conditional use number 2287, Danielle Roach. Commissioner,
my only concern with this is the outside barrels.
Well, I've got another concern with it, and that is that it is inside of a subdivision, and we have not done conditional uses on private streets, okay, on subdivision streets. And I think that the commission has had that policy for all the years I've been on the commission, simply because once you do that, you begin to subject the subdivision to things that were never intended. I don't have a problem with this particular application, and I am only one vote on the commission, but I have a real concern about the fact that it's in a platted subdivision, and it's not normal what we do. Now, but I'm open to other interpretations.
Yeah. I have concerns about the roads, just because I have a daughter who lives in Deerwood, which is the same type of thing. It was a subdivision that was made a long time ago. There was no roads provision in there, and they had to go through all sorts of stuff to get the state.
And that's what's going to happen here. Yeah.
I'm not even sure these are paved roads.
She said it was gravel.
And I
remember going out there.
And those barrels, if they're coming 50 at a time, they're not coming on a pickup truck.
Yeah.
You know. But anyway, Mr. Whitehouse, do you have any light you want to shed on
just to provide some background, this case came in through the constable's office, a complaint was received, a constable went out, and it was the outside storage. I believe at one point it may have been in the driveway, but a notice of violation was embarked on, and that triggered the application. So if it were not for the outside storage, there might be a way of this being permitted by right as a home occupation.
Yeah.
But the outside storage immediately just triggers the need for a CU. So.
It's a total of 0.34 acres.
Yeah.
I know. It's not even a legal.
So if they could find a place to cover up the barrels, then they would be, it would be a home occupation and we wouldn't need to worry about it.
Right. They just need to store the barrels somewhere other than inside this subdivision. Mm-hmm.
And since there's no homeowners association, if they were just, this is going to sound awful, slobs who kept barrels in their yard, nobody could say anything, but because they have a business, then we have something to say about it, right? Pretty much.
Well, I'm going to ask this gentleman over here, but
yeah, I mean, right. To some extent, because that, then again, the constable would be involved if it was, you know, overrun with barrels or trash or whatever.
I mean, you know, there's, there are ordinances about that too.
Is it sweet? Do they, would it draw rodents?
I don't know, that's a good question.
Okay, what's the question?
Is it, are the barrels sweet? Like, are they gonna draw rodents?
Beer wouldn't be. I'm sorry, I'm just saying that from somebody that.
If they're bourbon barrels, they might.
I agree with Mr. Chairman's point, but obviously they've been doing this. That's why the constable was called.
Yep.
No one showed up in opposition to the use of the roads or the barrels. But if it's a standard of the commission, it's a standard of the commission not to approve this.
Well, it's been the consistent action of the commission. It is not an ordinance. It is not.
There's kind of two categories too. There's one, you know, there's the kind of subdivision that has restrictive covenants that prevents businesses from occurring within the subdivision. Sussex County doesn't enforce those covenants and we're not bound by them. But as we said in the past, we tend not to ignore them either. It sounds like that's not the case here. We don't have a real organized subdivision out there. You know, so to Chairman Wheatley's point, I think the concern is that, you know, once you let one in the door, you know, where do you draw the line on residential subdivisions? You know, and so the commission has been fairly steadfast on that. And it seems to me the alternative is, if you're going to approve it, just to be pretty tight on the conditions, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's a husband and wife business.
Yeah.
It's not employees.
But then you have the trucks coming in, so then that, who's going to, are they going to pick up the additional cost for maintaining that road for the additional traffic?
She said he brought them in on a trailer.
Yeah.
He goes and picks them up himself.
With a pickup truck, maybe, okay. Maybe it is a pickup truck, then.
Yeah, it's probably
not coming in on a big truck.
Probably okay. Like a long dark trailer.
All right. I mean, I don't know how many dogfish is making, but Dean Steve's not getting rid of a whole ton of barrels all the time.
I would think they'd reuse them, wouldn't they? I mean, I don't know.
She said that, I was surprised, because I know Painted Steve was trying to, or like, yes, one of the vineyards was trying to get some barrels from Painted Steve, because they want to, Painted Steve wants to use barrels that have wine in them, and wine wants to use Painted Steve barrels because it changes the flavor, the flavors and stuff. So.
I'm not so much bothered by the use that's
just the place.
I am just by the place and by the precedent. But I'm only one, so.
Are you okay with it if the barrels are stored off site?
Well, I think if the barrels are stored off site, it's probably a home occupation. Yeah, you know. So I mean, that solves the whole problem. They don't even need to be here. They don't need anything from it.
Or if they had a big garage and they could put them all in the garage. Then.
Mm-hmm.
No outside storage.
Yeah. Which, well, I don't think they're probably making enough money to build a big, put a pole barn on 0.34 acres. But
I guess they'd have the option to have like an enclosed trailer.
Really, that is interesting. If they actually had a storage facility on site, that would solve the problem too. I guess.
We'd have to have that shown on the site plan, you know, just when they come in, that if we were to approve it. You know, it couldn't
be subject to that.
They'd have to show it.
Yeah, but what would prevent them from building a residential storage building, putting the barrels inside, and having a home occupation? Well, the barrels aren't out in the yard.
Yeah,
the outside storage that triggers the conditional use. So they certainly could do that.
As long as it, you know, setbacks and everything.
Well, yeah, it has to be done with a permit. They need a building permit to do it.
Right.
They need room to do it, and I'm not sure they're going to have it.
Had a shed on their plan that they submitted.
Huh?
It's probably not a very big one. They had it on their plan.
Okay, well.
I mean, even if they just kept the barrels out of sight, so nobody could see them, they probably would not have had any troubles.
Well, yeah, the problem is someone did notice them and had an objection to it.
Right.
So. Well.
I certainly see your point, Mr. Wheatley.
Well,
I do too.
I feel like this is one of those subdivisions that's not a subdivision anymore.
And I get that too. I get that. It's not like you're trying to do this in senators or governors.
So, how does the commission feel about a motion to approve as council said with heavy conditions, like all barrels must be stored inside or within a fence.
I would say if you're thinking about it, we could work on something.
What I think, you might want to do is defer action this evening and
Considerations to that.
Now that you're putting me on the spot.
Let me see what Tommy's put down.
I was in favor of it, but this conversation sort of put me on the fence, so it was a question.
Yeah.
You know, for the commission.
Well, and I want to remind the commission that as nice as it is for us to be in consensus, it's not required. Not every vote has to be 5-0. So, I mean,
Personally, I'm not in favor of it. If somebody called the constable, there must have been a lot of barrels out there. It's just my opinion.
Okay.
See, and I'm the other way. I'm like, it's a small business if they clean it up so it's not a mess and people are.
That's what I mean. Get rid of the barrels.
Just so it's not offensive to the neighborhood. And I agree that it's.
And bear in mind, we're making a recommendation to county council. County council will make the final decision. So.
There we go. Okay, then I'll go ahead and make a motion to defer. CU change of conditional use 2287 Daniel Roach.
I second.
Moved and seconded to defer action on conditional use number 2287 Daniel Roach. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Jim, let's go real quickly. Does the planning and zoning office, do they talk to people who have put things in? You know, they've had a public hearing just to kind of say, you know, read the room. Or, you know, this is something you might want to consider by the time you're, or any.
We do, especially with larger and bigger applications, folks have to come and talk to us. When it comes to this small stuff and you're in receipt of a notice of violation that gives you two options, either apply for a CU or stop what you're doing, sometimes they just come in with an application. And I think my understanding is that's kind of what happened here, that they didn't come in or seek advice. They really had two courses of action. So.
Just wondering if this was something you could. You might want to.
We can in future better screen for things like this.
Well, I think you're saying even as a follow up sort
even
of.
Yeah, like as a follow up when they come in, when you know, like say, before you go to council, you might want to.
And it could be that the applicant contacts the office in the morning and we have that conversation. So, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I didn't know if that was against the rules that once the public hearing was held, you can't talk to them anymore.
We might find a third rep. So, yeah.
Okay. I don't think we actually called for the question, so I'll call for the question now. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Carry. Okay, thanks. All right. Our next public hearing was a change of zone, number 1950, Roxana Volunteer Fire Company.
So Ms. Wingate has asked me to prepare a motion based on the hearing to recommend approval of this one. So with her blessing, I'll go ahead and read it.
Thank you.
It's Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval of CZ 1950 for a change in zone to I-1 institutional zoning for the Roxana Volunteer Fire Company based upon the record and for the following reasons. This is a change in zone to the I-1 zoning district to allow the fire company to expand its existing site. The I-1 zoning district has permitted uses that focus on healthcare and institutional uses, and this use for a fire company is a permitted use. Two, the rezoning is consistent with the stated purpose of the I-1 district, which is to allow public, quasi-public, and institutional uses to occur on properties that are compatible with the surrounding districts and uses. Three, the rezoning will not adversely affect neighboring properties, public facilities, traffic area, roadways. Four, the site is located along Route 54, which will provide convenient access to the public uses, including a fire station permitted under the I-1 zone. This is an appropriate location for an expansion of the fire company's existing station adjacent to the site. Five, the use as a fire station is of a public nature, and it will promote the health, safety, and welfare of the residents of Sussex County. Six, no parties appeared in opposition to this application, and there are no parties appeared in opposition to this application. And seven, any further development of the site will be subject to the site plan review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission.
Mr. Chair, that's my motion.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to recommend approval of change of zone number 1950, Roxana Volunteer Fire Company, with the conditions stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next public hearing was change of zone number 1951, Shiloh Investments, LLC.
Seemed pretty straightforward to me. Anybody have any discussion?
Kind of an infill, really.
I'm just going to defer so that we can get it written up. Or make a motion to defer.
Second.
Moved and seconded to defer action on change of zone number 1951, Shiloh Investments LLC. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Okay, our next public hearing was change of zone number 1952, Samantha Broadhurst.
Any more discussion on, I know we discussed it.
Yeah, a couple things. We do not rezone property on speculation, which is kind of what's going on here. I mean, this is not, you know, our, even though sometimes the indirect result of what we do creates a millionaire, that's not our job. Our job is not to you know, we're not here to speculate on property value with, you know, that's not a reason, an appropriate reason to request zoning. Even though it's a completely understandable reason, you can, as someone who is not in this business of doing what we do, that would not even, would probably wouldn't even occur to them. So I don't blame the young lady at all for, I mean, in fact, I actually admire her forward thinking and being on the ball. But also, it's 22 acres. It does surround the residential property, and there really isn't any other, there's small commercial nearby, but it isn't by any description a commercial area. So, and there's no services there either. There's no water and sewer, I don't think, is there?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. So I'm inclined to suggest that she seek another way to achieve her billboard goal, if that's really what she wants to do.
I agree.
Yeah.
So, but I don't know.
Mr. Chairman.
More than you wanted to know, Mr. Hopkins.
Thank you. Mr. Chairman, regarding CZ 1952, Samantha Broadhurst, I move to defer further consideration.
Second.
Moved and seconded to defer action on change of zone number 1952, Samantha Broadhurst. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Ladies and gentlemen, that completes our agenda for this evening. Anybody else have anything from the good of the order? Any updates there?
Just one, Mr. Chairman, the bus tour, which I'm sure I've mentioned 3 or 4 or 5 times now, is actively being planned. I would just ask if any of the commission are going to be away in sort of March, April, May. If you could, it would be helpful to know when the commission is not available. That would help. So
I would say don't schedule it the week of Easter, but other than
I'll be away the week after Easter.
Okay, that's helpful to know.
I'm out end of March.
Okay, so
I'll be around.
Yep. we'd need to find a date, probably not on the commission week. So okay.
All right. There being no further business, we stand adjourned. Peace.